listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, stuffing our face with beef all day. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy, Mike the Ghoul here. Curly fries included with this one. We went to Arby's, everybody.
You know, in fairness, I just want to point out, I got the potato cakes, not the curly fries.
Okay, I got mozzarella sticks and I got my wife fries.
It's fair. It's fair. No, yeah. They brought the potato cakes back recently and, matcha, wow. Man. Just chef kiss.
Yeah, I didn't notice that on the menu. I should have got those too.
And you can substitute them in. They're same as fries. It's great.
I subbed the mozzarella sticks. So, let's.
Arby's has recently come out with a Cedric the Entertainer, Anthony Anderson crossover promotion because they're barbecue guys now as well as comedians. Mm-hmm. Advertising two sandwiches on their menu. As a compromise, we picked one of them. We went with not the quarter pound pulled pork, but the quarter pound brisket, in part because I'm Jewish, although that really isn't a factor because I eat pig all the time, but also because I just don't like pulled pork. I find it dry and gross.
Yeah, it's
hard.
It can be done very well, but there is a tremendous risk of a sandwich that you're taking home from a fast food place. So I was 100% on board with this.
Yes, because if the pulled pork sits even 30 seconds too long in the hot water, or if it sits out too long under the air fryer, you no longer have tasty pulled meat. You have dried bits of confetti, and it's disgusting.
You have crunchy tinsel.
You do. That is a good way of putting it. I'll throw this on my Hanukkah bush, and it will be sacrilegious for multiple reasons. So we went with the brisket, which is an interesting choice on their part. I understand putting brisket in. I have thoughts on why brisket over something else, but I think, especially because they already have a brisket sandwich on the menu, that it makes they have like the steakhouse brisket or something, so they smokehouse brisket, so they decided they do another brisket sandwich and do this one as just a basic brisket with some pickles on a bun with barbecue sauce,
and tremendously basic.
So basic, and it's the same price as their other one that has cheese and like crispy onions and a sauce that's directly applied that I didn't have to apply to myself, and I'm sitting there going,
I was wondering if they were lazy and gave me the packet.
No, they just give you the packet. They don't put the sauce on there. They're like, here, you ordered sweet. So I ordered both, technically. I got both packets so I could taste both. But, because I'm like,
I got the spicy. I got the spicy.
Yeah, they're going to give me both. I'm going to try both. I liked the spicy better. Let's say that.
Yeah. Okay. The sauce was good, but we're going to get there.
Yeah, we're going to get there. But my basic problem was, and I don't know if you had this issue as well, a quarter pound of brisket is not a lot of food.
No,
it was sad.
It was like three slices that were fit. Because I opened to take a look at it, and that's when I noticed, okay, this is really just bread.
Yeah.
A few pieces of meat, and I got some pickles. This is a buttered bun at the very least. Here's my sauce that I have to apply. Yeah, okay.
I felt really weird. I'm like, why are you making me do your work?
I went, to get off topic a little bit, I went to Panera one time, and not to shit talk another reputable company in fast food lunches, but I went there and I asked for a Napa almond chicken salad. I ordered it online, Napa almond chicken salad with white cheddar cheese. I get home, there was neither white cheddar cheese nor chicken salad on it. It was just bread and lettuce. I was highly confused. I went back and I was like, what is this? The lady proceeds to give me a soup cup with chicken salad in it and a second soup cup with cheese in it and goes, here you go. And I go, you're really not going to make me another one. You're going to make me fix your mistake.
Yeah. That's what this felt like. And this was intentional. What? Yeah.
This is intentional.
It's fast food. At the very least, you can assemble my meal for me. We're not ordering a McDLT. I don't need to open two containers and mash this shit together myself.
Just
give me a fucking sandwich. And if you're going to do it, make it a good one, because this was not.
This was not very good. I opened it up and I got smacked in the face with a really smoky smell that was fake smoky smell. It really had that liquid smoke to it. And I was like, okay, I can tell where this is going. There's a really good pit beef place by us in Maryland here called Chaps. And that has that smoky smell to it, but you could smell the wood smoky, not the liquid smoky. Mm-hmm. And this reeked like liquid smoke. I'm like, oh dear. So I threw it in the toaster oven to heat it up for a couple seconds, put it back again, still just the bread, the meat,
sad little meat,
the sad bit of pickles that were there with it, which might have been the best part of the sandwich, and put my sauce on. And I take a bite, and I got brisket and bun only first, and I was disappointed.
That is, I think it is that thing of my this meal has disappointed me and my day is ruined. That's what this felt like. It needed more to it. It needed crispy onions and some cheese or something, which they already have on the menu. It doesn't, I'm still at a loss why they have this. The two takeaways I had from this: one, a quarter pound of brisket is really not much food. So this was this was a, like, a roast beef sandwich I get from them, their basic beef and cheddar, is huge.
It compared to this,
a lot of food, and it's $6. This was $8.50, and it was a snacker. It was practically a slider of meat.
Like, it felt like it.
Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, if you're going to do this, don't do brisket again. Do pulled chicken.
Or thick sliced turkey. Something different.
Something that goes well that you can say is smoked and applies barbecue sauce. Like, do something different. I appreciated the fact that they did pulled pork. I wasn't going to eat it because not from Arby's. But the only thing I really thought might work at all is the idea that if you don't have a barbecue place anywhere near you, this is okay.
This falls under the category of barbecue experience.
It does, kind of. I did look online for other places that I've been to before that serve something similar. Frank's Pit Barbecue. They're a big chain across the country. They have a similar sandwich, and it's $12 for the meal, which comes with, like, the fries and a big fucking brisket sandwich, loaded with ingredients, and it's huge. And all said and done, when I got the meal for this, it was $12, and I was deeply disappointed.
The brisket at the end of the day was fine. It was, like, as far as quality briskets go, you're going to... It's a fine quality brisket to get at a fast... Yeah. This would disappoint at, like, your Mission Barbecue, if you want to go to, like, a place like that's a chain that has a barbecue place in every state. This would disappoint if it was from Mission Barbecue, but it's passable from an Arby's. But it was just still tremendously disappointing overall. The sauce, actually. The
sauce was good.
I liked the spicy was good.
I want to look online and find their sauces, because, like, I'm a Stubbs guy. I will get Stubbs because Stubbs tastes really good. I would actually sub out that for, like, CNA's, Cedric and Anderson's sauce.
Yeah.
Because their sauces were good, and they have, like, apparently some dry rub and some other things they do. I would be interested in trying that. This was a good advertisement for them, because it makes me interested in their stuff. I do not want to eat this sandwich again.
I will get any other sandwich from there and ask for the sauce, specific sauce, on the side every time. It was good.
Yeah. Barbecue's on, like, a beef and cheddar?
Oh, dude.
Oh, like the spicy sauce on a beef and cheddar, I would fall in love with. That would be great.
It was so... I was dipping my fries in it. Mm-hmm. I dipped my mozzarella stick in it. I was like, this is some good fucking sauce. Yeah, my God. It was the best part by a mile. I was very impressed with that.
Yeah, it covered up the flavor of the sandwich really nicely. Yes. I poured it on there. I was eating both flavors. The spicy had a little more nuance to it because of the spice. The sweet was sweet. But it was good. And I was chowing down on that because of the sauce. Yeah. But yeah, the sandwich on its own was dry and bad.
Once I got to the sauce, then the sandwich was good. Then it was insanely passable.
Yeah, insanely passable.
Insanely passable.
I think that's our new tagline. Lots of life from Asteroid G. Insanely passable.
Insanely passable, yes. The sauce covered up. And a sauce does that. Like, it's kind of like the whole thought of a sauce, almost, when it's not like a pasta and, like, the base for everything. It's almost there to cover something up.
Yeah.
And it did a really good job of covering up a mediocre sandwich.
But that's a problem, too, because good barbecue should be something you just want to enjoy on your own. You want to enjoy the flavor, the rub, the smoke that's been added to it. When I grilled out a couple days ago, and I'm still eating on the leftovers, and they taste smoky and delicious, and I don't need to apply barbecue sauce to them. This sandwich needed the barbecue sauce. Without it, it was just a dry, sad sandwich.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I did not like it when I took a bite of it and just got bread and brisket. I was like, this stuff tastes like shit. And it is just too much liquid smoke. Too much. You can't taste anything else. So, pleasantly surprised, the spicy and the the flavors that were all going on in there that, that really counteracted the smokiness very well and made the sandwich passable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I also got a mocha shake, and I really enjoyed that too, but that's not what we're doing here. Yeah.
we should, like, I actually noticed I have a Checkers not too far from me too, and I see this horrific looking poster for something called the Big Buford or something. We should review that.
Yeah. That's rallies over, like, in certain parts of the country as well, or that as well. I don't know if we have one anywhere nearby, but I can look for that. There's other
Take
ones.
A look.
At some point I wanna go visit Hardee's, not because I like Hardee's at all. Their food is disgusting, but I feel like we should give them their fair shake on a meal that we both can enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, I got a Checkers and I got a Carl's Jr. / Hardee's not far from me because I'm just far enough. Yeah, you're south by me. It's kind of south-ish. Like, there's just enough of them around here. We can make it happen.
We can make that happen. Do this a little more often because it's interesting. So, yeah, it is. It's fun. I enjoyed this. I liked talking about this shitty sandwich.
I was really hoping you were going to hate it too. Like, I really was. I'm like, please tell me he hates this shit. And the only redeeming quality is the sauce, because that is where I landed.
Yeah, no, and that is exactly what it is. I was just sitting there the whole time going, what is this they served and why? Because I desperately just wanted, like, some crispy onions or something to make it happen. And then when I looked their menu and discovered they already had that sandwich, why did you make this one? And why did you charge me $8.50 for it? Because that's just absurd.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like, I don't like when places charge you for sauces. I would buy this sauce as an extra. It was
No. I'm with you. I would totally go out in a couple days, get myself a beef and cheddar, and be like, can I buy one of the barbecues that you guys have? Because those are really good.
Yeah, they're like Chick-fil-A used to have a really good, like, spicy kind of salsa thing that I used to like instead of ketchup. And they'd always be like, I got to charge you for it. I'm like, no, I like that sauce. Like, it's okay. you can charge me extra for that one. If you charge me for ketchup, we got a problem.
I can't eat at Chick-fil-A. We're never reviewing that.
No, I mean, we don't really eat there anymore. Perfect. They're a terrible, terrible company.
Terrible company, yes. Thank really you. Are.
They make good chicken, but you know what? They're trash people. Sorry.
That's exactly right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, putting barbecue sauce all over our tasteless podcast. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Oh, stifling the smokiness of disappointment and the ashes of our past. Mike the Gold signing off, everybody, as well.
We will see you all next time.